Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
The last time she was in here, she was a little girl. Now she's a young lady. Ede McCoy is next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
You guys, another edition of Spotlight On, and we're laughing already. We're like laughing already because we're our buddies. Yeah. And we're funny. I'm James Lott Jr., and welcome to the show. This is a kind of a general hospital edition of Spotlight On, because my guest is on there.
Yes.
Okay. So I get to sit down with one of my favorite peeps in the world. She is just so amazing. She's giving us, I'm going to say this, Emmy-worthy performances on ABC's General Hospital as Jocelyn Jax. I'm going to talk about that, all that other storyline there. She's also a star-winning volleyball player.
Oh, stop.
You are, girl. You are. I just love her social media. It's so random. I love your social media. It makes me laugh all the time. And it's my friend, Miss Ede McCoy.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, girl. How
are
you?
It's just funny because there's nobody in the room but us. So it's just like, hi, James. We haven't been talking for half an hour.
Yeah, right, exactly. We've been visiting. We talk online all the time. So let me do a couple of housekeeping things. So we are on iTunes. We are on YouTube under Spotlight On, AfterBuzz TV. You can go to AfterBuzz, and for all of our shows, we have a bunch of Spotlight Ons. And I've done a bunch of them, actually. And she is on one from like 3 years ago.
Oh, my God. Did. It's funny because I don't know how my... brain got to the point that I was going to watch that, but I kid you not, like 3 months ago, I was like, I'm going to go back. Did I tell you that? I was like, I'm going to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
It was the worst mistake.
See, they told you, I watched your interview. I was so young.
I was literally like skin and bones, and I like thought that I had stuff to say, and I just didn't. And
it was
a fine
interview. Got lots of attention. Got a fine interview.
That was something different. For sure. Oh, my God.
But go ahead and find us, subscribe, like, and comment. And then, of course, you can follow me at James Lott Jr. and her at Real Ede McCoy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. Mm. Okay, so I want to first say something to you. I didn't say this to you yet, so I'm going to say this to you.
Okay.
I didn't look at my notes because I already know what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I want to first thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support for me when I was going through my Bell's palsy.
Oh.
For all my professional achievements, you always give a helping, just nice thing online. And I want to make sure, this is a nice young lady, folks. I just want to tell you, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. You're so welcome.
You. I
wasn't really prepared to cry yet.
I almost started crying, too. But, no, I want to tell you, you always give a nice moment or say congratulations or how you doing. You always checked on me through the whole time. So, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
There are some nice people in this business. There really are, and you're one of them.
Thank you.
So make sure I say that. So last time I actually saw you in person was at the Daytime Emmys last year.
Okay.
In 2018. I was wearing my purple suit.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there just supporting
people.
Oh, I remember. Yes, that was the year that our girl, Chloe Lanier, won.
Yeah.
As Nell, which was such a good reel.
The best.
It was the best. We love her. Friend of the show also. We love her. And this year, our girl Haley Aaron won.
I know. I'm so excited for her. I was just hoping that, like, one out of the three of us would bring it home. You know? Like, we were three out of the five, and we were all just, like, really supportive of each other. And, like, I was just, like, getting, like, tweets and questions, like, on the carpet, like, when I was walking in before the ceremony on, like, so, like, are you nervous, like, to be against your friends? Like, all this stuff. I'm like, no. Like, I don't care. Like, we're all so happy for each other. And, like, it was just an honor to be, like, nominated. And it was just the best time. So I was just hoping that one of us would get it. And we did. And that was the goal. And I'm so proud of her. She deserved it.
She did. And again, a friend of the show also. I know her also. So, okay, first of all, when did you find out you were nominated for an Emmy?
Where?
You remember where you were?
I was at school.
Oh, you were at school? Oh, my God.
I was in history class. My mother texted me
in
the middle of history class. I was on my computer because we use computers, and I have, like, obviously text message on my computer, so it, like, pops up. And she just, like, texted me, and she was like, Eden, I'm so proud of you, sweetie. Like, you were nominated. And we had talked about it in the morning because, obviously, like, I don't know if, like, the people watching this know, but, like, it's a set date for when, like, nominations come out. Mm-hmm. Like, there's things called, like, pre-nominations, yes. but they don't really matter. The goal is to make top five. There's five mm-hmm. slots in the actual, like, nomination in the yes. category itself. So we didn't know if I was even going to be nominated. Like, I really wasn't expecting mm-hmm. it because the competition was, like, so much stronger. I was, like, yeah. the youngest by, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
And so we just didn't. My mom was like, don't get your hopes up. And I'm like, so not the person to. I'm yeah, just yeah. like, oh, that's not happening. Yeah, like, period. Yeah, like, okay. And so I kind of forgot about it. But I know that my mom was like stressing out. And she was like, today's the day. And I'm like, okay. I know the outcome.
I'm going to school. I'm going to school.
And I was in the middle of history class, totally forgot it wasn't on my mind
How
at all.
Funny.
And then she, like, told me I was nominated, and it was, like, such a surreal thing.
Well, yeah, so you're on your computer mm-hmm. in history class. You mm-hmm. see the message pop up. Like, did you, like, scream, cry, clap? Like, what did you do when you
I
saw
just
this?
Got, like, super giddy. And I don't even know what I looked like. Like, the people around me must have been like, what the actual blank is wrong with you? But I just get, like, really fidgety. Like, I start doing weird stuff with yes. my hands. And yes. I'm just like, like, that's actually what happened. And I remember, like, I didn't want to say anything, really. Because, like, okay. I didn't. Like, I hate talking about that yeah, stuff at school. Cool. And, like, yeah. it's just, like, who, like, shut up.
Well, but they, like, they know you're on TV, right, though.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah. But, like, it's just not. I just stay clear from it. But it was really exciting. It was, like, obviously, like, the best thing to, like, mm-hmm. happen in my career so far. So it was a really big deal for me personally. And I remember, like, coming out of the class and then, like, seeing one of my best friends and then, like, I was like, oh, I can, like, rant yes, to her. Yes. And then I, like, went up to her and I was like, oh, my God, like, you're not going to believe. Anyways, but it was really cool.
Yeah. And,
it
and,
was a really cool
And you
thing.
Said, I saw online with all three of you that you guys really were very supportive of each other.
Just yeah, like, we got dinner, like, yeah. the week before. Yeah. Like, we were all on set for something and, like, then we just, like, all went out to dinner and, like, yeah. talked about it for, like, 5 seconds because none of us cared. And then yeah. we were like, okay, like, this yeah. is awesome. Like,
now, okay, wait. So next thing is the dress. So how hard or easy was it to find your outfit?
It was pretty easy. So I got my dress from borrowed it from wardrobe, from the oh, okay. wardrobe department, because okay. that's, like, so easy to do. Okay. And I, like, it came kind of by mistake the year before. Mm-hmm. So the Emmys before this yeah. last Emmys,
yeah.
I had a dress picked out from a brand that was going to give it to me to wear.
Okay.
And I ended up not liking it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just, like, it just didn't fit me right. And, yeah. like, it just wasn't it. And I was like, no, like, I'm not confident in this. Like, yeah. I don't want to have to worry about my dress. Like, that's
the
so
whole
stupid
night.
To
exactly.
worry about
yeah.
your dress. Like, who cares?
Right.
And so I was, like, really stressed out about it because I think it was, like, a few days after and I wow. didn't, I literally didn't have a dress. So I went to Sean in Wardrobe, okay. who's the head of Wardrobe yeah. there. Love him. And yeah, I was yeah. like, Sean, like, is there anything that I can wear? Like, I yeah. actually, like, my dress didn't work out. Like, and we just pulled a bunch of, like, gowns. And then okay. I found one super last minute and it ended up being, like, a great dress and so much better. And he made me feel so comfortable and confident in yeah. it. And I was like, this is awesome. And I literally just straight did that this year. Mm. I went to him and we just pulled gowns.
Yeah.
It's funny because we pulled gowns that weren't used in the nurse's ball, which is,
oh,
like,
funny.
Why
okay.
they're there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because May is nurse's ball and Emmy season. So, like... Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, like, all happening.
Well, you know, funny, people out there don't understand, like, even for us who are in press, who are trying to get dressed to go to an Emmys, it's a lot of, like, because you're being photographed.
Well, yeah, that's, like, the main reason
yeah,
you want to look good.
Yeah, you want to look good.
Because, like, the night just, like, doesn't end, you know? Like, they're posted everywhere, yes. and then they're in, like magazines, like soap opera magazines that yeah. are, like, best dressed and, like, all that stuff. It yeah. just, like, lives on and on and on. So it's, like, mm-hmm. not the night itself isn't even, like, the climax
yeah,
of it all. Like,
right.
it all, like, all the press, right. like, comes afterwards. So, yeah, everybody really wants to look good for pictures yeah. is, like, the thing, yeah. which is understandable.
That's a good point. You bring up a really good point about that, because the night happens, but
yeah,
then it's
like
the
a domino effect. Yeah. And then they come right. back the year after, because it's like, what is yeah. she going to wear this year? And then right. it's the picture from last year where I look horrible. Like, that's... Like, that's what happens.
Yeah, you're
you
right.
know?
You're
so
right
you're like practicing your poses yes. in the mirror, like, for an hour the night before, and it's like, my chin's going to be here, and I'm going to stand like this.
Oh my God. But it never fails, though. There's always that one picture, like.
Oh, and they use the worst picture every time. The worst picture every time. And I get on Twitter or Instagram, and, like, all the fan pages are, like, posting it, and I'm just like. I didn't think I looked like that. I just didn't.
I'm learning about that too, actually. I'm seeing pictures of myself. Wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Have no control over that, obviously. Hi, fans. Say hi to the fans. They're in here.
Hi, guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Love you. Brianna's from Vancouver, which I love Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, okay. I've never been there, but that's really sweet.
Melody says Eden is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So thanks for watching, you guys. Okay, so then, just briefly, so then that night, you're sitting there hoping one of you three wins. Haley wins. Mm-hmm. You feel good, fine.
Oh, I like literally started screaming. Like, we were all so happy.
I think I saw you scream. I think they panned to you and you were like very excited.
It was cute because Chloe had a really cute comment. She was like, this is like, we're like passing on the torch.
Yeah.
Like, Chloe's the oldest.
Yes.
Haley's in the middle of me and Chloe. And then obviously I'm the youngest out of all of them. So it's like kind of going in consecutive order.
Yeah. See?
I'm not saying I'm winning next year.
She's not saying it.
Because I don't think I will. Like, genuinely.
I'm saying it.
Genuinely, like, not happening. But, like, I think that was, like, a really cute comment.
I'm saying it.
Okay. You can say it.
She's not saying it.
You can say it and be wrong. It's fine.
We're going to talk about the scenes this year. Trust me. You have a good reel in there somewhere. Now, mentioning all that, last month you had a 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I know I said to you before last year, but last month. But how is it being 16 to you? Does it feel any different at all or no? You're just like, okay, I'm just another age.
It doesn't. It doesn't. I've felt 16 since I was 12.
Yeah.
Like, I've... No, I've never felt my age, ever. And it's because I'm an only child.
Yes.
I've been around adults my entire life. Yeah. My mom was my best friend.
Yeah.
We were watching things that no 10-year-old should be watching.
I went there, too.
I've just always been so much mature.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's mature.
She can't speak English, but she's mature.
I've always been so much more mature.
Yeah, I
hear you. Than like, my age. So, it's cool because, like, I feel like 16 is, like, it sounds...
Right.
It's, you're there, kind of, you know? Plus, like, I just look at it like, oh, like, this is 16. Like, I'm like, still a child, obviously. But, like, I feel like 17 sounds really old. Yeah. And then it's just, like, you're an adult. So, like, bye. So, I'm, like, looking at this as, like, really my last year of, like, childhood.
Wow.
Which you shouldn't.
No.
And is sounding weird to some of you, probably. Yes. But that's it's true. And I've just always felt a lot older. But being 16 is really cool.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you, a great age.
I want to ask you, what does being female mean to you?
Just in general,
yeah. What does it mean? Because you're the next generation. You're coming up, and now that you're seeing all these things, the Me Too movements, all these things are happening. What does being female, mean? You playing female? Obviously, we had our team won, the U.S. team, women's team won. It's this female thing that's happening right now. So,
For sure.
Like, for you, what does that mean?
I mean, females have always been strong. I think it's a really cool place to be in my position right now, especially in Hollywood with the Me Too movements and everything like that going on. Mm-hmm. It's just really cool to be like in the middle of it all, like in the middle of the rising. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, it's so overdue.
Yes.
And it's just...
Yes.
It's like, okay, finally.
Yes.
Like, people are like, oh, it's all about women right now. And I'm like, it's always been about women.
Right.
You're just stupid and you haven't heard, you know? Like, it's like...
Right.
It's true. Like, for me, it's, like, it's overdue.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And, like, feminism, it's not, like, all about... It is all about women, but it's not about being the most powerful and more powerful than men. It's about being equal to men.
You said it.
And that's it.
Yeah, you said it. I agree. I just want to say, Melody's watching from France, from Paris.
I would love... Fly me out.
Fly her
Ship
out.
Me out.
Ship her out. She wants to go. And Andrea says, I feel the same because I turned 15 the day before Eden.
She turned 15 when I turned 16?
Yep. The day before.
Okay. And that's cool.
Oh, Kenneth Clark. I know Kenneth Clark. He's a fan of these shows. Hey, James and Eden, I love you. And Laura Wright in scenes together. You guys look so alike. I'm sure you get that all the time.
And also just like as I've grown up on the show, like I just keep looking more and more like her. So like people are freaked out by that.
I know. Okay, now I mentioned I love your social media because it is random. And there's things that you
it's
do.
Random.
I love random. You're like me. I tell stories. You tell stories. I tell stories.
Random.
So random.
Have you seen Jemai?
Yes, I have.
So that's where did it stem from that show a little bit?
Okay. Yes. So
amazing.
So I'm saying for you. So how what is social media for you? I mean, what is it? Because you, like you said, you're on there doing stuff and
all the time. What does it mean to
me? What is it for you? What does social media do for you?
It's just like a fun thing. I mean, it comes and goes, kind of.
You're goofy sometimes, silly sometimes, serious sometimes. Well, yeah, but, like,
sometimes I'm just like, this is trash. I wish this didn't exist. Yes, and then other times it's, like, great. Mm-hmm. You know? It's, like, a really fine line. Like, it can be really... There's an unhealthy way and a healthy way to do it. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, you have to be, like, responsible and, like, aware of what you're doing all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's almost too much. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's also really great because social media allows this to happen and, like, a ton of really important things to happen. And that's how people get news and, like, all of this stuff. But, like, on the other hand, it's just, like,
Well, I was going to ask you, how do you handle soap Twitter? Because, you know, it could be
soap Twitter. I find brutal sometimes. Well, I find soap Twitter pretty entertaining. I really don't have a problem with it. I love it.
Yeah.
And I actually love how into it people get. I do. That means people care. Like, if people hate something, I'm like, good. We're doing something right. We're keeping you engaged.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I think it's great. Because I get to, like, really see what people think about stuff.
That's a good point, though. It's like, if people get incited over something, that means... Well, I always say it's about couples, soap couples, because that's always the major thing on soap Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And I
just Sam.
Yeah, exactly.
Every other thing.
And Frizz and all these other... And Liaison fans. I mean, I get all that. So, for me... I'm saying that's great. It's an embarrassment of riches, that means, that all these couples look good together.
For sure.
They can't all be together at the same time, but, like, it means it's good.
Oh, but I love that. I love the Twitter wars. I'm like, the ship wars. That's so fun.
It's a lot, folks. It's a lot.
It's like a whole Twilight situation. Completely. And I love that. I love for that.
That's so funny. It's great. Good. Well, I like your attitude about that. Because, I mean, I know for some people, in all seriousness, for some people, it's really rough. Social media can be really rough for them.
Well, I mean, it depends who you are personally.
Yeah.
Like, I know when I first came on... Like, it's rough for new characters.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Because you're not used to it yet, and you're not comfortable with yourself yet.
Yeah.
As much as you say you are publicly, you're not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, when you're, like, the new kid or the new girl or, like, a recast, like, whatever.
You know.
Whatever it is, like, there's always gonna, you know, people have opinions. People are gonna say stuff. It's like, how secure are you? Like, that's gonna determine your impact on this or their impact on you.
Very true. And you were a recast, so you know.
I was, like, a recast / age up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a Soraz. It actually wasn't. People just thought it was because looked so... She's my age.
Yeah, the girl. Yeah, she wasn't that much younger. You're right.
She's literally my age. People are like, oh my gosh, you got so old. I'm like, that wasn't the goal at all.
Well, see, the problem partially was because we love our Nicky, of course, but he just
looks, oh my god, tiny little thing.
Yeah, he's just tiny. I mean, he's very mature for his age too.
Is he?
In some ways, he's funny stuff. I look at him. I love him.
I love him too.
Yeah, he's so funny. But I think because they were trying to age certain people. It took camera and made him fine. I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird. We're just gonna go with it.
Yeah, fans are talking.
Moral of the story: it's just like we're gonna go with it. They never say age on soap operas.
They don't do they?
Look in every watch an episode and let me know if there's a number in it.
That's like, right.
Nobody will ever. Has there been my birthday? No. Has there been any kid's birthday?
Oh my god.
That's so funny. There's no birthdays. There's only weddings. weddings.
I've been watching soaps for like 40 years.
And I never say years either. Like they just, it's like a whole other.
You're right.
It's just like all blurred. Because we never know what's going to happen. Or, like, how... Like, you never know. They could, like, Benjamin Button something. Like, how, like... You can't have anything to back it up, you know? So I think that's really interesting. Like, for fun, I'll, like, go through my script and be like, is there an age or birthday?
Because recently they mentioned that it was going to be Kiki's birthday, but they didn't say her age, like, how old she would have been. They didn't say that.
Of course not. No. They will never... No.
That is, okay, folks.
Like, did Jocelyn have a sweet 16? No.
No.
Is Jocelyn 16? We don't know. Like,
that's true.
We don't know what grade she's in. Oh, we don't know. Yeah. They never say anything about school. Yeah.
But even when you guys were in school, they never said what grade you're in.
No.
Because you and Cameron and guys and Oscar guys in the same class.
I mean, I'm in high school, but we know that. What grade? We don't know. Yeah. That's really funny how they just like totally, you could just tell.
So I guess totally at some point you'll just graduate. I guess. Yeah. So it's like, all of a sudden, she's an adult. That's it. That is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I never even thought of it before. I was like, that's crazy talk. Mm-hmm. Desiree wants to know, do you have your license already?
No, I will get my license in October because I took my permit test late.
Okay.
Too late. I could have had
take
it
late? Why we take it late?
Because we put stuff off.
Yeah. So
because I was dumb and put stuff off.
Stuff went off. So she's going to get it in October. And also,
a few months. Like, what is that? 3 months away?
Seriously, like.
Wait, it's July.
August, September. About 3 months.
I was right. Wow. Yeah. Did I say three or four?
You said three.
Bam.
That means Halloween's coming up.
I already have costumes. It's fine.
Already?
Oh, yeah. I have an album. No.
Okay. Can't say it, of course not. That's what I asked, but
of
I can't
course
say
it, of course not.
I don't have my outfit ready yet. Dang. I'm gonna get it. I love that holiday.
There has to be a ton of parties.
Yeah.
Because I have a ton of costumes that I want
to
do.
She needs to be invited to at least 5 or 6 parties at least.
I'm so like, if there's not at least 3 parties, then I'm throwing at least 3 parties. It's like the way
to wear each outfit. I love that. Someone else wants to know, what are your top 3 films? Do you have top 3 films?
Oh my god. I'm thinking about the movie posters on my wall.
Oh, yep. Yeah, okay.
Okay, all of Harry Potter. All of it.
Really? Are you a Harry Potter fan? Okay.
Huge. I went to Harry Potter World.
I was going to ask you if you went.
For the first time, like.
You just geek out.
How many months ago? Like 3-4 months ago with my best friend Ava.
Yeah.
And she's a total Harry Potter fan too. Like that's all we watch. Literally. It's David Dobrik and Harry Potter. And, we were watching all, we like binged all of them and it's like the best screen. So anyways,
yes. We
got to the land and just the attention to detail. I mean, everything.
Oh, really?
We bought like $100 wands that like light up like that. Will I ever use it? No. But did I buy it? Yes. Like that's like, we're like, oh my God, it's Butterbeer. Like, like, I'm so serious. Anyways.
I love it.
Hold on. Let me think of I'm going to name the posters on my wall. And those are my favorite movies.
Okay, folks.
So, Star Wars.
Ooh, okay.
Return of the Jedi, specifically.
Yes, that's a good one.
Clueless. Let me be basic and say Clueless.
Yes.
Just give me my moment.
Yes, I love it.
16 Candles.
Oh, yeah.
Lost Boys.
Oh. Like 80s stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm, like, thinking.
Those are good.
Kill Bill.
Yes.
Quentin Tarantino dream.
Okay, good, okay.
If I could, like, have one wish, it would be to be in a Quentin Tarantino film, absolutely.
Spoken to resistance.
I love how he also, like, reuses cast.
He does.
Like, Uma is, like, his muse.
But he gives women strong roles.
Oh, and, yeah, of course. He's the best. He, like, doesn't even own a phone. Isn't that funny?
And it's, like, isn't that crazy? That was crazy. I heard that
there's
somewhere.
Like, there's no phones allowed on set, and we don't think he owns one. And then every like 100 rolls of film, they throw a party.
Yeah, I love that.
It's just like so cool. I'm so excited for
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't know why I just like bailed on the title in my brain.
It's a long title.
I'm so excited though. Margot Robbie's my queen. Anyways,
I love her. She's good too. Okay,
so those were some of them.
Okay, folks, that gives you a good idea. Okay, I know. Whenever Harry Potter movies are on, my mother's always watching them too. Like I'm in her house
and
just
they're good. Twilight's been on lately, and I'm just like sitting there. All day.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get into some of these storylines. And the major one that's been really, obviously, I said your work has been Emmy worthy is the Oscar storyline. Mm-hmm. And I was actually very surprised they actually went ahead and killed him.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, they're actually following through. They didn't save it to last minute.
You don't even know how hard it was to like know that for as long as I've known it and not say anything.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like when I would like go to events and like things like that and like. Like literally hundreds of people like a day being like, are they gonna kill him? And I'm just like, I can't tell you.
Right.
I can't tell you is written on my face because I'm just like tired of saying it. You know? Like that's like it was hard. It was hard to keep that secret and obviously a lot harder to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure. When you do scenes that because I had Brooklyn on, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
I love Brooklyn Rachel. We love her.
Literally a Disney princess.
I mean come on.
Like birds flutter around.
Yeah, exactly.
Her
completely. And I love her whole family. They're just the bomb. And I've been friends with them for a long time, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this kind of similar question. When you have to do a serious scene, how are you afterwards? I know you're an actress, but like, does any of it stick with you a little bit? Do you have to have a routine to get off of it? Or like, how do you get out of it when it's like those serious scenes you have with him when he was dying?
So the storyline, like the intensity of it, like the last month of like shooting like that, the whole thing really until his death. And I was working like every day, obviously, because I was in everything.
Yeah, you were.
So, I was working like every day for a month on that, and yeah, I definitely took it home.
Okay, good.
Because and the reason, like, the reason you do is like, I can't get out of it because the next day I'm doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
I can't breathe.
Right.
You know, like it doesn't really, like, I kind of stay there. So like, it was really dark, to be honest.
It was.
Yeah, it was really dark because I'd be in a horrible mood, and my body's like exhausted and mentally I'm like drained and I just have to literally keep going, but it works because that I'm living through it,
right?
You know, and it just adds more and it's more real. So but it was a lot. It was a lot.
You
like
were on
I was
a lot.
Not okay for a while.
Yeah, no, you were you know? On a lot. I mean, they gave you a lot of dialogue, a lot of
yeah,
scenes.
Yeah, and especially you have to like revisit like times in your life that aren't great, and like I was thinking about things that like you shouldn't think about for the period of time I thought about them because that emotion doesn't just come.
Yeah. No, it doesn't, right.
And it can because the storyline is really sad, and if I think about it long enough, I could get there.
Right.
But it gets boring and it won't be as effective in the long run. So you have to pull new stuff into it.
Yeah.
And pulling new stuff into it isn't fun.
Well, I know. Ugh. And how is he as the actor? How is he going through it all?
I don't really know.
He was dying because he was the one that was dying.
He was the one that was dying, but like he was sleeping half the time.
Oh my god, I love that. He had the easier part. All you guys had to kind of.
I mean, he was in a coma half the time.
That's true.
I was. Because
I look at your work, William's work, Tamara's work. And you're right when you said about how you were holding it every day. It did feel very like you were weary, like you were exhausted.
Oh my god.
In a good way. You looked at it in a good way. Like, you looked at it, you were just like, you know, this is really...
Well, the thing, a really cool, like, thing that I got to do, because obviously Laura has done this kind of storyline.
Oh, yes.
Literally, one after the other.
Yes.
So she was a huge help. And in filming, like, every day, like, leading up to his death, I would wear, like, less and less makeup on screen.
Oh, okay.
And actually, like... At the point of, like, the last, like, week of him, I didn't wear an ounce of anything.
Wow.
Which sounds, like, super, like, ridiculous that that's a big deal. But, like, on television, it's a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, especially on a soap.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to be pretty all the time.
Right.
And some people still wear makeup when they're going through that, understandably.
Yeah.
But that's what I find so special about like Laura and her dedication to her craft is she just doesn't.
Her
give
and Mara
a blank.
Both. Right, Mara West too.
Same with Mara.
They
just don't care.
They don't.
Just fully commit.
Right.
And that's just so amazing to me. So I was like, okay. And I would get in the makeup chair and put moisturizer on.
Okay.
And like eye drops because my eyes were bloodshot red from crying. Like that's like it. And I was like, and I was happy to because as Laura explained to me, it helps you be taken more seriously and more dedicated and more real and more raw for them to see that vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And then also when you decide to put it back on is also a significant moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because even after his death, I didn't wear some.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And then I think like maybe like 2 weeks after, like I like put a little bit on, and that you can play that, like you can make a moment of that.
Yes.
You know, so it's like there's so like many things you can do with it, and like that was something that I found really interesting that Laura taught me.
I also I remember when Brian Craig left the show and they were doing the whole
she didn't wear makeup for like a year.
Yeah, you could tell. I know. But you could tell, like, she is dedicated.
I mean, she's beautiful,
it doesn't matter.
Like,
you guys are all beautiful. But I just thought, for me, this storyline was a marker for Joss's character. That now Joss is now in that next level now.
Well, yeah, childhood is gone. Childhood innocence is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, like, she lost, like, the first significant person in her life outside of her family.
Yeah.
But she's lost Morgan. But, like, this is, like, this is all about her.
It was.
So... Laura taught me that, too. She was like, your innocence is gone.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Like, imagine.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
I can't either. At that age, no, I can't imagine either.
At that age?
No. Losing a boyfriend or something.
Yeah, you lose something like that, and you grow the heck up.
Yeah.
Is what you do.
Well, you know, it reminds me, I would say for longtime GH fans, Kelly McCullough's character, when Stone died and Robin was young.
Robin and Stone. Like Robin Stone.
Same thing. Her life changed also.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're in the same league. Joss is now... your next relationships on the show are going to be very interesting.
And, and every decision I make throughout the course of Jocelyn's entire life will go back to that.
Yes.
Like, that changed her as a person. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another thing that Laura was, like, really open to talking to me about. Good. She was like, that's so cool. Because now you have, like, all of these other layers that have come from this. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see one thing, like, you'll be fine, and you could see one thing and just snap. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, it's just so cool.
Yeah. And also the fact that the producers, the writers, they all said, we're going to entrust this with Eden.
Oh, that was, like, a huge deal for me, too. Yeah. Just, like, having something that, like, that impacts... everyone in some way. Cancer impacts everyone in their life, whether it's them or somebody they know or somebody's friend that they know. Like, you're just going to be affected by it at some point in your life. So having that responsibility and, like, task to take on was a lot of pressure, but it was so humbling and honor. I was so honored.
That's good. Now, I'm going to say this because I feel like, and I may see you guys will agree with me, I think Joss and Cameron should be together. They should be together. Together.
Don't we all?
I feel like, but then also when I say that, I also feel like that's what we're led to kind of believe, but maybe they're not supposed to be together. Maybe they're supposed to be best friends.
Well, I mean, we did see
there's chemistry them. There.
Well, it's unfinished business.
Yes, it is.
Is what it is.
Right.
Because we finally admitted our feelings for each other, and then my boyfriend got cancer. Yeah, so, pause.
Right. Clearly.
You know?
Clearly.
But, like, now that he's gone, and I'm a different person, you know? It's just something, it's fun.
But there's that Dev character now.
And now there's another one.
It's like, all right, well, this
one thing- left, two more.
Exactly. Like, she's lucky. But also, my thing is, like, but then there's also that whole thing of... the timing thing. It's like, will Cam and Joss always be the almost, but the time, like, you know, well, almost, you know, and they got Trina walking around. She's like, it's kind of like, so what's going on? I mean, I just like, it's going to be very interesting to see. Yeah,
there's just like so much. I don't even know.
Yeah, I know. There's stuff coming up. You have to watch
people like ask me about stuff. They're like, is this going to happen? I'm like, I don't know. I've really just stopped.
Yeah.
I get the script and I'm like, okay, here we go. That's it.
Yeah. But I'm glad there's a teen scene, and I think
me too. And I'm glad I'm just really glad that I'm not crying every day now. And I'm sure. Just really am. a quick cry every now and then.
It's fine.
I love that, and I do.
Yes.
But
yeah,
I'm just glad that we can have like some like real like fun.
Yeah. And Ingo's back.
Oh my god, I know.
I know you're happy about that. I know you love him. So yeah, I know you're happy about absolutely that. Ingo's back. He's back.
I love him so much.
He's back.
I love him. Yeah. I know I hadn't seen him in like 3 years.
Yeah.
So like when he came back, he was like, who are you? Because I don't
recognize that's so funny. That's right. But the casting is so amazing. Mark Teshner, we love you.
I
love him to death. But the casting is so strong. You literally look like a cross between Jack
so
and
weird. I mean, it's so weird. It's I look weird. More like them than my real parents.
Okay, exactly. Sure. It's weird. It's weird.
For sure. No, it's really weird. People are like, is this a soap opera in real life? Like, are you actually their kid?
You're like, okay, I am. Okay, she's
like, fine. Laura's my mom.
Laura's
like,
mom.
We know.
Okay, someone wants to know, a little lighter note. Someone wants to know, what stores do you normally shop at? Where'd you get your jean jacket from?
Brandy. My friend Kenzie's.
Okay. She bought her like, friend stuff.
She was like, oh my god. My pants are my best friend Ava's. Okay. And then this top is my other best friend Kenzie's. That's
so funny.
I'm wearing Air Force Ones. These pants are like business pants.
Yeah, I love them. They're high-waisted business pants.
Yeah, they're high-waisted business pants that Ava gave me because we were cleaning out her closet. I was like, do you want this? She was like, no. And I was like, thank you. And then my other friend didn't want this. She went tour shopping and bought a bunch of stuff, and she didn't like some of it, so she gave me this.
Okay.
Because she doesn't wear color, and neither do I normally.
I know you don't, you know, but it's good color.
But I was like, you know what? We're going to wear color today.
Okay.
And then this is from Brandy. That's like 3 years old because just...
Cute.
It goes with everything.
Well, do you shop any short stores? Any stores you like that you would go
all
to?
All the basic ones. We thrift sometimes. Thrift some pieces. Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I'm a really simple monotone kind of person.
Watch your stuff. She is.
It's jeans and a tank top every day, and or sweatpants if that's the occasion.
Yeah.
But I'm a really simple, straightforward person. So it's like Brandy and Urban and Topshop and everywhere you would think I would shop, that's where I shop.
Like, we love Kenzie. Okay. Eden, do you have any of the same characteristics as Josh in real life? They look the same.
There we go.
The twins.
There we go.
No.
I'm trying to think. Probably not. I feel like...
No, not really.
No.
You guys are very... I mean, I know personally, they're very, very different.
We're actually really different.
Yeah.
I feel like we were a lot more similar when we were younger, and then Jocelyn went through some stuff, and Eden went through some stuff, and really became different people. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to say now. But if I had to pick a main similarity, it would be we're both very close with our moms.
Okay, that's good. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Like, that's what sticks out to me. Yeah. Like, when I'll be reading a script and, like, having, like, a deep talk with my mom and I'm reading it, I'm like, oh, well, like, I've had these types of conversations.
Okay.
Like, so that's something that really stands out to me. But, like, personality traits, like, the Jocelyn bossy thing is not my scene.
That's not her.
Yeah. It's just not. No. It's really fun to do.
Of course.
Because it's so not me that it's, like, fun to do.
Right.
Because I'm just like, you know me. I'm like, I don't care.
She doesn't care. She's not like that.
I'm like, here we go. Straight to the point.
Yes. Very much.
Like.
Yeah.
So I get to be that, like, bossy, preppy, like very on task person on screen.
Yeah.
And then off screen, I just myself.
She's herself, girls. Yourself.
I'm just myself.
She's just herself. Also wants to know, actually, it's a good question, actually. How do you avoid the pitfalls that impact young kids in Hollywood?
The pitfalls?
Yeah, like
meaning
anything.
Like drugs and
all that stuff. I guess what pitfalls, folks? What are you talking about? All that stuff.
How do I avoid them? Well, actually, I think like a big thing that kind of happens is I go to normal school.
That's true. That's one thing.
Like, I go to regular high school. I don't do the online.
Right.
I don't do the whatever. Yeah. I'm like enrolled in a real high school and experience real high school behavior and relationships and drama and all of it.
Yes.
So like, I feel like that's maybe a part of it, but like, I have like some friends that are like completely homeschooled and are really normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. School's just really important to me and I don't want to be homeschooled, and my family's a really traditional family, and this was never the plan, and we're not a Hollywood family.
Right,
I'm
not,
the only person who has been involved in Hollywood whatsoever in my entire... Like, it's just happened, and it's here.
But here's the thing, but you do have some friends who come from Hollywood families, like the Stallones and all them. You're friends with some of them, but somehow you still seem like a normal kid, so to speak. You come across that way.
Well, thank you.
So I'm going to say about the thing, because I said you guys are asking her how she's avoiding it, but you do come across like, I live in a regular city, like in a redder part of LA. Like, you don't live in Hollywood. You don't live in all these.
I do live in Hollywood.
But you do. But you also know. You know, I said you know Hollywood people too, but you're not. You don't come across that way at all. You always come across like a regular person.
Thanks. So well, I mean, I am.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the reason, folks. She's a regular person. She stays grounded.
I think it's like I'm not like Taylor Swift famous.
But here's the thing. People see us on television, they think we're much more than we are. You know that part. They think we're worth millions of dollars, which I'm not. but for them, I get this, because you go to fan events, I go to fan events, we meet the fans, and it is interesting to hear. They see us on their TVs, their computers, their phones. We take it for granted sometimes how lucky we are. Sometimes what we get to do, how we get to do that. I get to talk to you. We get to do this.
Yeah.
Where for them, it's a total like they could imagine sitting in a studio talking. I mean, they could imagine.
And, like, we forget that when we're talking about, like, huge celebrities, too.
Yes, exactly.
Like, people go through the same thing.
They do.
They just do. Yeah. And that's just, like, something to always remember. Yeah,
I agree with that. Now, you have French fans. Okay.
Oh, that's so cool.
She wants to go, folks. Somebody bring her over. Do a fan seriously. Event. Do a GH fan event for Eden McCoy.
In Paris. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. In Paris. Do it. I'll come over. I'll come to you. I'll be the host of the event.
Yeah, no, seriously. We'll it started here.
It started here. Best subject in school. What's your favorite?
Oh, like my highest grade? Wait, let me think. Oh my God. Let me go back to like my grades.
I was bad in math in high school, so I will admit that I was never good at math. I was good at science and history.
Those my highest grade was history, and it's my favorite class.
That was mine, too. That was mine. I went to Inglewood High School, and history was my favorite class. I forgot the teacher's name, but I loved history.
Oh.
But I didn't care. I didn't math. Like, math
is... I'm kind of excited for the next history course because it's world history, which is like way more interesting than like what I just studied, which was American history, which I'm sorry. Love America from there, born and raised.
Yes.
Horrible, don't care.
Yes.
You know, so it's like world history, which I don't know a lot about, is a lot more interesting because I don't know about it. Yeah. You know.
Speaking of that, so you are this star volleyball player. So how is that going? Because you guys have been winning some tournaments, you've been doing some stuff.
Yeah, it's been.
You played yesterday too, didn't you? You played yesterday.
Yeah, I did. It's so busy right now. Yeah. July is just like volleyball.
Okay.
Literally every day.
Okay.
I play a tournament every single day next week.
Wow.
It's 2 3-day tournaments in a row.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually, it's crazy, but it slows down after
How do you condition yourself? How do you condition yourself to play like that?
I practice.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Like, you just practice and you get adapted to it. I mean, I've been doing it for a significant amount of time that it's just, like, kind of second nature. Yeah. But, like, it really takes its toll on you.
Well, it must be mindset, too. A lot of mindset. Just, like,
mentally, It's just, like, mentally reset.
Okay. You have a good team, too, apparently.
Sports is 80% mental.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
Like, I could go on for an hour on, like, how sports is mental.
Yeah,
it is. Like, it's crazy.
And, like, and how great sports is for you in all areas of your life.
Oh, my God. So many lessons learned. It's funny.
Yeah.
I was having this I forget who I was having this conversation with, but we were having this conversation about how it just, like, really does teach you everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really does.
It does. It really – I mean, in all areas of your life, sports are great. I played sports growing up. It really does help. Mentally,
yeah, it does.
Teaches you teamwork,
I'm
group
like,
work.
Now I understand why my dad enrolled me in soccer when I was 6 years old, and I hate soccer.
Yeah, I was the same way.
So sorry for anybody that plays soccer.
I
appreciate you because I don't know how you do that. Mm-hmm. Hated it, but was forced to play on a team.
Okay.
Because team.
Yep, team. You know? Same thing. Same here. I played in Westchester. I was 6 years old.
Oh my God.
The AYSO leagues.
And yes.
Yes, exactly. Anybody in LA knows about that.
There we go.
So I hated it. Later, I played baseball. I liked that. There's other things I did later, but I see why my parents did the same thing. Said, you guys are going to go do this.
And I never understood. I was like, I hate this. Why are you making me do this? All this stuff. And it's like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
I'm like, now I get it.
Yes. That's good. What is one thing that volleyball does that helps you with your discipline as an actress? That's a question for you. Like, what does it do for you? Because it's...
Let me think. It helps with, like, consistency.
Okay.
It helps with being, like, mentally, like, prepared and clear and, like, having a plan and, like, execution and, like, going for it.
Yeah.
And, like, also, like, commitment and focus.
Yeah.
Like, all That's of good. That That's combined.
Good. That's good. One last question that someone was asking. Oh, funny. Have you ever had any embarrassing moments with fans?
Embarrassing moments with fans? I mean, like, not really.
Do you get noticed? Do you get noticed when you're out?
Rarely. Rarely. I actually got noticed, like, 2 days ago because I left this purse where I was sitting literally outside of a Starbucks because my dog was being so annoying and I like brought her down and was taking her like to the car and I totally just zoned out and left this purse and then like this lady came after me and she was calling Jocelyn and I turned around because I was like it couldn't be. Right. And I turned around and she was like, hi, like, sorry to bother you, but you left your purse and I didn't know your real name, like, but I know that you're Jocelyn. And I was like, that's so weird.
Came in handy, though. Get your purse back.
It's cool. I don't mean it's weird. Right. No,
I know what
way.
You mean, but I'm saying, thank God it came in handy.
Like, it was just, like, so random. And I was like, oh, well, there we go. And, like, she saved me from being grounded for the rest of my life because all my credit cards and phone and everything that could have possibly been in this bag, aside from my house, was in there.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I was like, shout out to that lady, because you actually just, like, saved me from
a... Oh, that's hilarious. I got noticed at a Starbucks recently, too. It was kind of crazy. I was like,
really?
Okay. Yeah, they were like, you did a GH show. I'm like, I'm trying to get my muffin and, like, my latte.
Oh my God, I love you for that. That's so funny.
Eden, thanks for being on the show.
We're done.
We're done.
That makes me so sad. Can we not be done?
We're not leaving. That's it. We got more to talk about. We're not leaving anyway.
My request is we need to do more like games, like like those like fast speed rounds of like you say a word and like the first thing that comes to your mind.
Your association. Like
that. I watched too much of Jimmy Fallon. It's my problem.
Well, you'll come back on. We're going to do that.
Seriously.
I'm serious. I'm serious. We're going to do it.
We're seriously serious.
Miss Eden, tell folks in there where they can find your social media.
Okay, let me try to get this right because I always get
it. Unless you did it last time too. Okay, you can do
it.
Did
I actually? Oh my God. Okay, so, I don't know. My Instagram's Eden McCoy.
Yes.
And then my Twitter is Real Eden McCoy.
Yes. You got it.
And my Facebook is The Real Eden McCoy?
Yes, it is.
I get this right?
You got it right. It actually is.
There we go. I got it right. That's it.
Pretty nails, too. I'm going to show you pretty nails. Thank you. I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me. We're all James Lott Jr.'s Assault at James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms. And, of course, if you stay on this network, I'm doing Bold and the Beautiful next and YNR after that. So I've got some people. I got some stuff going on. But I want to thank Ms. Eden for being on the show.
Oh, this is actually, like, my home. Like, this was so much fun.
Yeah, we're good. And everybody in the chat room, thank you so much. All these people in the chat room, thank you so much
for
chatting.
I'm, like, watching the iPad. I was watching it during the interview.
So I'm like, everybody, thank you for watching us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.